We're very pleased, actually. We're extremely pleased to hear that, and not before time. In fact, we urged many of the country who are close to the Libyan people. Italy is one of them, of course. France already done so. So we're quite pleased to hear that from Italy today, and we hope that other neighboring countries, neighboring to Libya, especially in the Mediterranean pool, to follow suit and quickly recognize the transitional government, because that will strengthen the cause and will ease the suffering of the Libyan people.
The rebels or the revolutionaries have always called on the U.S. to act. What do you want the Obama administration to do in this instance?
Well, first of all, we're very grateful for what the American administration, the Obama administration, and the American people did for us already by leading this coalition and to help in Libya, the Libyan people. But what we need from them is a bit more action as America and as the leader of the free world to actually support the Libyan people for this genuine uprising and put more pressure both on a military stage and politically to speed up the transition and to speed up the end of these atrocities that have been caused by the Gaddafi brigades inside Libya. So we do urge them to keep up the work and maybe add a little bit more to the war front.
Tariq, in this case, your group is saying that Misrata is a city under siege with constant bombardment by forces loyal to Gaddafi. What do you want the international community to do in this struggle that you're undergoing?
Well, that's my motive for the plea to the international, to the American, to the Obama administration and to the international community to speed up to add the pressure and to speed up this process, because the suffering inside Misrata is incredible, because you have a city under siege for over 40 days. Now, the only lifeline Misrata have at the moment is the port, and it's the lack of food really what becomes evident now in Misrata. I mean, we're trying to help here with the medicine, food stuff, with as much as we can, but obviously even the boats that we're using small boats, because we have to actually sneak through the cover of the Libyan Navy. Okay, the threat now has been eliminated, but obviously the bombardment, as soon as we enter the port, I mean, we have shells landed as close as 15, 20 meters away. That's 20, 25 yards away from the boat. So we need actually to get more help and quickly to the people of Misrata. You have to remember that food and the medicine is actually in very short supply. And also we had now another situation of these refugees from Egypt and some from the Sub-Sahara country, that they are caught in the middle right in the port of Misrata. There's more than 7,000. And they actually facing very serious and challenging conditions. No sanitation, lack of food. Okay, Misrata is trying very hard to provide for them, but they can hardly help themselves. So the situation is very desperate. And that's why we want actually more help. And we want to highlight this to the international community. Every day's need is disrupted. So you're talking about it's a disaster in waiting from the human angle only. Forget the war front.